Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Essigian moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Martin reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. De La Haas moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromontii takes first base on ball 4. Delahaz moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards center. Green fields it and throws to second to catch Aspromontii for the out. Delahaz scores. Bell moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall throws the ball into Held, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards short. Held catches it and throws to second to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Niemann. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to third. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to third. Power moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeLajas hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Tito Francona now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. DeLajas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Delahos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. Francona reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals throws to second for one, and Martin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aspromonte scores. Francona scores. Romano moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Lee Stang. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 4 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Jim Snyder now playing second base. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.